Shrieking and Shouting Hurt from Epstein's Cell on Morning He Died. By Amy Furr on August 13, 2019. Shrieking and shouting was heard coming from Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell the morning he was found dead, report said. A CBS News report stated that guards were heard saying "Breathe, Epstein, breathe," as they tried to revive the 66-year-old financier. On Saturday morning, Breitbart News reported that Epstein was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell after he allegedly committed suicide. Sources said the sex offender hung himself with a bedsheet tied to the top of the cell's bunk bed. The convicted pedophile, who was 6 feet tall, apparently killed himself by kneeling toward the floor and strangling himself with a makeshift noose, law enforcement sources said Monday. He hadn't been checked on for several hours, the New York Post reported. Epstein had reportedly been removed from 24-hour suicide watch and downgraded to special observation status, requiring two guards to check on him every 30 minutes, according to reports. However, sources said the guards failed to follow the procedure. On Monday, Breitbart News reported that Epstein had been removed from suicide watch, per his lawyer's request. However, Attorney General William Barr said Monday that he was appalled and angry at the Metropolitan Correctional Center's MCC failure to adequately secure the now deceased Epstein. "We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation," Barr said, adding the FBI and the Office of Inspector General are doing just that. Breitbart News reported that prior to his death, Epstein faced charges of sex trafficking which stemmed from a string of illegal activities over a period of 3 years in the early 2000s. In 2008, Epstein served a 13-month prison sentence in Florida and was also forced to register as a sex offender. His attorneys unsuccessfully lobbied for bail and house arrest on the new charges. But a federal New York judge declared him a flight risk and a danger to the community, the report stated.